So let's make like fish today because we're holding a daf nun in Shabbos. And we're actually up on top of the daf. We were just talking about the question of what happens if you're taming in something which, generally speaking, wouldn't be considered to be set aside to be used. Let's say the Gizei Tzemer. And the Shiloh was in whether Rava's comment, in which he apparently he said that the Ein Metaltelin Otam, which is Dafka, if you weren't toming in the Mishnah, the Barbe Rav, so to speak, proved them it's otherwise. We came out saying it makes an afkamina whether we're talking about something that's meant for commercial display, which is heftek, or whether it's something that is just in your home. So the last thing that we learned was the difference between heptek and normally, and this brought us now to one fifth of the way down on the top. So Ravina Omer Bishal Heptek Shanu, that actually the case that we were talking about over here is referring to heptek, which is why it would be asur even if you were matmin. Whereas normally if it would be in your home, once you're matmin, that would be sufficient. Aval, Tanya Nami Hachi, Gizei Tzemer Shel Heptek, Ein Metaltelin Otam. So if you're talking about hepte, then it's always, even if you're going to use it, we view it as a one-time thing. You're going to put it right back on the commercial display. A shenki normal of Balabayat who has Gizei Tzemer in his home, if he uses it for the hatsmana, then it becomes now mutter to be mitaltel. Now note the word in hitinan. There was an actual usage of this thing. It was some kind of change, not just that he thought about it. Actually, this triggers now the main topic of today's daf, which is what does it take for changing something which is essentially not normally seen as an object, a utensil, something with a specific use? What does it take? Is it a thought alone that would be sufficient? The actual usage, such as in the case of the Hatzmona over here, is it enough if it was just used once? You need to be metakin. This is your permanent view of how it is you're going to use this thing. All of these issues were triggered directly, interestingly enough, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about a case in which a person was tomein in Gizei Tzemer and yet claims that there's a problem of lifting up the top of the pot and worrying about how you're going to get the food out. Lechora, the very usage of a thing, should certainly make it exactly, so to speak, like Abi Shabbat. It was miyufet for tashmish. And this is very troublesome. So if we're going to learn shel heptek, even if we take this approach, the Mishnah is talking about this unusual case of shel heptek, what would be the case of not shel heptek? Would that mean any usage, a usage before Shabbos, a permanent usage, and so on? So this we need to know today. Tana Rabba Bar Bar Chana Kamedera. Here we have a case of choroyot shel dekel. When the palm hardens, the leaves harden, each year the new leaves come out, the old leaves harden, and you can cut them and use them actually for wood. People like to make their mechitzot in the yard out of them, they're pretty, you know. So if you cut them down, gidron is simply the word that we use for harvesting dates. Any work on a palm, on a date palm, is called gidur, cutting off. It's a word just like we have misika, we have gidiran, we have tzira for grain. So each type of thing has a word that we use for working on that particular thing, which is befitting Lashon HaKodesh as an agricultural language, which was made to create a world of agriculture. And so where we would go there as a dekel for 18, the nimlach aleihem liyeshiva, I will point out that the relationship of the tamar to gidira is something that's very clear, I would think, right? Together, the porig together in Yishchenu Nachash, which was the problem of tamar, which was the gidur for arayas that was actually made by tamar when it was maser nefesh, and is the source of the original approach to curing death, which is tamar, the end of Mordor, it's all mar is always death, which is the mokar of the mer, in terms of water, or Miriam, which relates to the same idea because of the fact that there you have the Eitz HaChaim. Eitz HaChaim is Yotzei, the Naharis in Gan Eden, or Yotzei from a tamar, which is not the Eitz HaChaim. So each tree's element relates back to its mokar in Gan Eden as well, but you know, we call this Gidiro, who Godar. Godar, Pirtsasa, Shalolam, and so on.
And Mordor.
More in many languages, death-oriented bitterness and helplessness. So, the Chariot Sheldeko Shegidran La'itzim, and Yimlacha La'yem Le'yeshiva, you changed your mind and you decided, you know what, let's leave them in a pile and I'll be able to sit on them comfortably on Shabbos. I don't have any benches out here, I'm getting guests. Tzarech L'kasher, says the Tanakam, it's not enough to decide. Even though you decided before Shabbos, that's insufficient. If you want to turn something that had been etzim bi'alma into a usable bench, then you're going to have to tzarech l'kasher. You're going to have to tie them together, which will then be an act that proves that these are now set aside for actual sitting on. Otherwise, just thinking about it is not sufficient to be miyachid something as a clue. Rabbi Shimon, Ben Gamliel omer, in tzarich l'kasher, there is no need to tie something. It's sufficient to make a mental determination, because after all, that's the point of mukta, isn't it? Mukta shikta midato. And in that sense, mukta ties very profoundly into a fundamental concept of Shabbos, which is the relationship of consciousness, will, and intelligence to action. So the whole idea of mukta is a very profound addition to the idea of melechet machshavet, which you don't have your mind on, you can't even move. So it's the extreme of the sensitivity to the idea of melacha, but therefore, intelligence should be sufficient to set it aside. And why do you need a maisa? Who taninav hu amarla, and he actually, Rabbi Barbachana, said this over as a braita, and then he added on his own that halakha, indeed we paskin that a machshava alone would be sufficient to make something non-mukta. Itma, as far as the history of this discussion, Rav Amar Kusher, we actually have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which Machlokas Amaroyim, that seems to be exactly the Machlokas we have in the Tanakh. We don't know yet who the Tanakhama is. We've only identified Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Later we're going to identify the Tanakhama. But Rav Amar Kusher, so Rav apparently goes according to the Tanakhama of Yeru holds, you'd have to tie together the Chariot Shel Dekel in order to use them as a bench. The Shmuel Amar Koshet, the Shmuel apparently also Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What's interesting is that here we introduce a third Shita that we didn't speak of before. Rav Asi Omer Yoshev, Ava Bishalo Kishev, Ava Bishalo Kishev. Rav Asi offers another solution. If you use it before Shabbat, for the usage which is going to be used on Shabbat, then that is a yichud which doesn't even require thinking about. Because why need to necessarily be koveya something in your mind when it's already been established that it's usable as that thing? So we no longer look at it as a pile of woods or branches, we look at it as a bench, essentially. So you don't even need machshava, according to many, would help machshava in Rav Asi, most Rishonim. But you don't need a machshava, you don't need a full mice, you simply need that the use, that you will use it for Shabbat is sufficient for it to be called that thing on Shabbat to come.
You need a mice, not a machshava.
But it's not a mice that's connected to a machshava. The mice of kosher is called a mice, because there the act proves that you've changed something in the thing that makes it suitable. That's not God. This is a mice not in the thing, it's a mice that you do. Therefore, it's not really related to this thing. A guy was tired, he happened to sit down on this pile of branches. According to Rav Asi, that's sufficient. It's not that I intended at the time to use it.
Kosher
changes the thing from a pile of branches to a bench.
You can say kosher automatically assumes cliche, but kosher for a purpose.
Well, first of all, yes, but of course. But secondly, forget about that. The act is a different act, even if you don't include the machshava. An act of using something affects no change in the thing. An act of changing a pile of wood into a bench is obviously much more effective than simply sitting down on it, right? Forget about the element of machshava. So now, this Rav Asi does not seem to follow any of the Tanoim, which is strange. When we have here Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, I mean, that part works out. That was the Machlokas Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel. Where does Rav Asi come off saying an entirely new idea? So asks the Gemara, is a Bishan a Rav? Look, in terms of the older Machloket HaTanoyim of your Rav is clearly saying like Tanakama, whoever he is, who says that you need to be kosher to Chariot. Shmuel is also following a Tana, because he's going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Asi seems to represent some new idea of his own. Rav Asi Gama Kiman says the Gemara, well, the truth is we didn't identify him earlier, but there is a third sheet among the Tanoim. It's a Braita that says as follows. He hide Tana, the Tanya, Yotzim, the Fikurin Ubetzipa. Now here, you could use a Rashi's explanation is a lot simpler. Rashi learns we're talking about a Band-Aid, basically. But a Band-Aid is to protect a wound. And what they would use for that would be either freshly combed flax or freshly combed wool. So it was soft, you could put it over a sore. But, generally speaking, if you would do this, it would be coated with an antibiotic first or something to protect the wound underneath it. So normally, as much as tzav'am, normally they would be tzavua. Tzavua doesn't mean literally painted. Tzavua is a lotion that we use for dipping in something. The targum of taval is tzavah. So if you were tzovei, v'korchan b'mishicha, and not only that, but you also had something that tied it, you put a band-aid around it. Then it's, I mean, I'm sorry, put a elastic around it, but what did I mean? A rubber band. So if you had something around it that held it on, then clearly you're indicating that this is a bandage. So here you prepared it in advance, and now it's not muktzah shot. But lo tzavan, v'lo karchan demishicha, ein yotzin behem. On the other hand, if it wasn't prepared for use as a bandaid, you can't simply take something that's muktzah, because it doesn't have any yichud for shimush at all. V'im yatzah behem sha'a achat b'vod yom. However, if you had used it, just back right for a few minutes before Shabbos, I said. You fell and you put this around your arm to protect the movement. Without dipping it in anything, you were still riding your bike. So over there, Ava Pishalotza, Ava Loka Kamenim Shikam, Mutala Tseifen. Since it had been used before, it's okay without having done anything to it, without necessarily planning that you're going to use this for Shabbos. Which means, essentially, the Shita of Ravasi. Exactly. As long as this thing had been used for such a purpose, you don't need to do anything to prove it, and you don't necessarily need to plan it.
Yes, yes.
Tosis is interesting, Pshat in Tzipa, is that it's a wig for a baldy. A man's wig. So it's like a toupee is always good to use as a bandage.
Does this apply only to that particular one, or once I do that particular one, is the class of all the boxes?
No, this particular one.
Why is it different from a hammer which you can use to cut
a nut? Rather be a hammer than a nail. It's not a Jewish part. Because a hammer is a kli. We've already seen there's a concept called Torat kli. Something which has a Torat kli, we now need to define. Is it a kli shemakto liyisur? Is it a kli shemakto laheter? Is it a kli that you normally kovei alo makom? Is it a kli that's ma'us? So on and so forth. That's one set of objects. But there's another set of objects that's not a kli b'klal. That was established after Rava's attempt to cause embarrassment. So, apparently we have a third sheet of Bein HaTamarim. You can't do that, that's right, unless it was miyuchad before. Let's say you want to keep your door open. The wind's blowing the door shut, and there's an object in your chutzpah, a stone in your chutzpah. You can't pick up the stone, let's say I want to use it to keep my door open. If you had been miyachid before Shabbos, then that would be the Shabbos. Essentially, it's the same issue. What defines this? By the way, it isn't clear whether this is a permanent definition or a one-time definition.
Next Shabbos.
Yeah, in other words, no, what were you thinking of actually making this a doorstop, or did you just, you know, use it back right? Even according to the Mandi Omer holds Yichud, the Mach Shabbat. What does Yichud mean? To use it for the Shabbos? What does Yichud mean? That I'm changing my focus as its objective, so to speak, definition. No, whether it's sufficient to be called Yichud if it was only for one Shabbos, if you hold that Yichud is required and not usage, according to Rabbi. That's the Shabbat. How deep does this argument extend? Obviously, according to Ravasi, where I don't need to identify the object, it's not a problem. But if I need to be the Yichud of the object, what's called being the Yichud an object for Mach Shabbat?
You use it on Sunday. You have to
never on Sunday.
That'd be kosher.
Kosher.
The last piece seems to be mixing up the two. Being on one hand, I take some of the Yaakov and on the other hand, I'm mixing that up with Inyan and Mutzah.
Are they really different? You know the Rambam Shita. Here it doesn't mean, but the Rishonim speak out here clearly, it doesn't mean Yotzei Rosh Hashanah. It means Yotzei. Even Rosh Hashanah, but the idea over here is, I know. But a year in our sugya, we don't care. Yotzei, because otherwise they point out, what is Yotzei Ben Shach? Yotzei Ben also means Yotzei Ben Rosh Hashanah. That's ridiculous, right? So clearly the only thing that Rashi is pointing out is that since it says the Lashon of Yotzei, it obviously means Rosh Hashanah as well, the Gabi being a bed. But the Shaila of Tiltol, Im Yod Ben Shachas, can't possibly be defined by Rosh Hashanah. Fine, so we have now another Shita. Ravashi says, I also bring a riot that there's a time like this. Akash, Shagabe Amitai. I have the same issue over here. Their idea of a mattress wouldn't exactly hold a lot of a lot of buyers here, but I'm sure that those of you who remember the old days here in Israel with the Sofnut mattresses, basically what you do is you have a little flat board, and then you put some teven on it, or you put some actual kash down, teven, and man, that was it. As good as it gets. So forget about the bugs. But anyway, so what makes this into a mattress? You just have the kash spread over, you have the straw that's spread now on the wood. I mean, that doesn't make it into a mattress. If you want to lie down now on it, lo yina neno biyado, it still looks. You can't move it around so that you're no longer sleeping in a big pile, but rather in a smoothed out mattress of straw. Ava mina ano begufo. You could sort of sit down around and wiggle until it gets more or less comfortable, and then lie on that, because that would be kalach yad. But if this was meant to be now feed for an animal, now that already means that it's only a mukzah. Sima ya macha al behima. Or, and here's the part that's important to us, o shahaya alav kar o sadin mi bod yom. Or you had, someone had lay on it during the day by putting over a sheet on it and so on. This means, even though it wasn't miyuchad with kar, this isn't miyuchad, you don't need kar. The idea over here is that it had been used. You see, somebody used it. Somebody used it as sufficient. How do I know that it was meant to be used on Shabbos? How do I know that it was miyakid and so on? Doesn't matter. So apparently this Tana also holds the same shita that Ravasi was following. Shema
Amina.
But
what is it that used, it's the day before or it's the
cloud? According to this Tana? It's this particular object, it's not the cloud, but this straw. is okay to use.
If you used it 2 weeks ago as a bed?
Yes, because this particular straw is already included in an object now.
Can you change the yud from
Machal Behema? Is not a mukta object in the first place. That's the point. So it's not, you don't need to change the yud. Besides which, you can always come nibble it around you while you sleep. Just watch your tones. Right, Machal Behema is not mukta. So Shaila, whether Machal Behema is mukta in a place where you don't have behemas. That's the machlok is actually of modern poskim, because we use this Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a whole piece on it. So we use this heter of Machal Behema for a lot of things in Muslim, moving things off the table and so on, which otherwise we'd have to be karakiyat. And many question whether in a society that doesn't keep animals, what do you mean Machal Behema? What does that mean? It's not miyud really for any serious usage. It's actually a machlokas poskim, whether the idea of Machal Behema is a new set of objects that Chazal initially defined as non-muksa objects because they have a built-in yiyud. It doesn't matter what your intent is, or whether it's just a variation on a theme of something that has a usage. If that's the case, then inafinami, then you'd have to look at the local usages, the culture that you're in. Basically, we are so mek la'aloka, that's a different class. I mean, there was never a takana of mukta on Machal Behema. Even if you're working for Kaiser, it really doesn't make any difference. Or any other HMO. Good.
That was Karen. We could bring the Hamor of Pinchas Benyora and see if it even
Fine, so we have now another Shaila. We've not identified yet the Tana Kama, though. It's interesting. So we know, in other words, we have a Shimon Gamliel. We know there's this other Tana here. Who is that Tana Kama? Man Tana the Pelagalei of Shimon Gamliel. It is Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who we just had yesterday in the Yerushalmi. It's very interesting. That's the one who had all these Tarim. So Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Theoser of Dini, Omer Ziyiri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Ba'amachad, Allah Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Labakomechad. Once Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva had come to a particular place, Erev Shabbos. Now he found a pile of chariot that nobody had ever intended to use as benches. Amalem the Talmidav, so he told the Talmidim that were with him, that make sure that you go around this area, identify the various chariot, and have in mind to use them tomorrow for when we're going to need to sit out here. The Loya Dana, now continues now, Rabbi Chanina, with the description of what Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's case was. Loya Dana, ibeta mishtahave, ibeta avelhave. I know that there was a need for a lot of seats. I can't recall whether it was for purposes of Sheva Brachos, or whether it was for purposes of Nichum Avelim. Yeah, but whatever it is, a lot of people were going to be present. Now, this is irrelevant, unless it's relevant indeed, because what it would imply, Midika Omar, because he found it necessary to point out, he's trying to tell us something. He's saying, for what the particular purpose was, I don't want to say over a mice that wasn't the fact, but I can tell you one thing. It was definitely for a public Tzoreh L'mitzvah, and there wasn't time to do anything, because people were busy for this thing, which means Dafka Beit Avlo Beit HaMishta did 3 days. It was simply impossible to do anything else, to bring people around and to tie everything else. But Mashmifa wouldn't have been for that. In a normal case, it would require Kashar. Kashar in lo, Kashar lo. So where the circumstance, there's 2 ways of understanding this. He was Mekel, Mitzvah HaMitzvah, or, more reasonably, the question of what constitutes the Yichud of use is defined by circumstances as well. So if people are doing their best, and it's simply, I mean, there's too much going on to be able to do this. Under such circumstances, the yichud of a thing might be sufficient to be the equivalent of kosher. So this must be it for the Chanina ben Akiva, who normally would hold that kosher as the way to do it.
Yes.
Exactly, but only because it was a Beit Avon.
Which means, if not for that,
he wouldn't have accepted Chishu.
So then he's not the Tana we're looking for.
He is the Tana we're looking for, who argues under Shimon Gamliel, who requires Chishu.
Said,
we don't care about Ravasi. It's a different Tana. We're looking for the Tana of Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're looking for the Tana Kama. No, it's very much not like Ravasi. Of course not. Not Ravasi. We asked, you missed the line. We asked, who is the Tana that's Chalak on Rav Shimon Gamliel? That's who we're looking for. We're looking for Tana 1. Tana 2 is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tana 3 is a Tana who holds like Ravasi. Omar Rav Yehuda.
But it's not a Tana that holds like Ravasi.
Correct, it's not. Absolutely not. It's the first Tana. Why are you so doubtful about this? That you keep repeating it.
Because I thought we were trying to find Ravasi.
Well, we've already decided that you thought wrong. Why do you keep thinking about that? Maybe you were thinking right. You weren't thinking right. You're thinking right that you weren't thinking right. Amar Rav Yehuda. Maknis adam lo kufato afar, vo'oseh bar kol tzorcho. Now, this is interesting. I mean, we already saw before we had the case where we were matir carrying around the matpeh for the dust and the, so on. We need dirt on Shabbos. If you live in a society in which the only way to deal with spills and children without diapers and so on is to cover what needs to be covered with a pile of sand or dirt and so on, then you need to have that. The problem is, what is miyachinit for that purpose? And here we get into a real yichud problem, because there's no way to do a pu'ula on dirt to show that this dirt is special tzohar covering dirt.
Why not? Do you put it in a container with your clothes?
Do you put it in a container, so what?
That's what it's for.
Well, who says?
You bring it.
If it's a special kind of dirt, you're right. But, I mean, otherwise, the container doesn't prove anything. It means I'm bringing it to, maybe I want to bring it there to be mashed for gumas on my floor. That's the question, whether tilin dirt is considered to be special purpose, you know. But no, but a label won't help. In other words, you need kishur. You need to do something to the object. I can't change the object when it's dirt. So what do I do? Trying to grab you with that. It's okay, you bring in a container and you use it for whatever you want. Dorash marzutra, mishmeda marzutra, rabba, bahushi yichid lo keren zavit. The only time you can do this is if you've set aside a particular place to keep this dirt. So then it's clear that it's meant to be used all the time. But if not, so then you're going to put it in the middle of your... Most learn that this means if you take it out of the container. If you take it out of the container, you dump it. You know what this very nagia is? Sandbox. Children's sandbox. We still have an equivalent case in which we use dirt, coal, so to speak, as a toy. So how can we establish... Very often children play in sand, which is in a box that's been used for making cement during the week. You know, there's people, you have people working on your home doing shibutzim. And there you have a ready-made sandbox.
Oh boy.
Can you use that sand as a children's sandbox? This, by the way, gets into a big issue of whether a child's yichud is considered to be yichud. So we passed them, and it's not, interestingly enough. In other words, in order for you to be able to have your children playing games, they have the chanim and so on, a lot of children's games that use these things.
You have to be
in the yichud. Otherwise, it's mukta to you. You're not going to be able to clean up or anything like that. Because the fact that they're using it doesn't mean anything. You discover that your kids, you know, you come into your living room, there's a pile of stones. How did these get here? We were playing, you know, Chamish Tavanim. Doesn't mean that you can now do something with it, because you need to give it a thing. The same thing is true of the sandboxes. Uh-huh. A sandbox is a children's sandbox when you decide, not when they decide. Now, of course, this was only before Dr. Spock. The question is whether nowadays the sandbox is true.
The opposite.
Exactly. Only the child can become man.
How children
books
see, they don't have the strength to
yachin anything.
Is the
books at
the children?
No, but you won't be able to. You're not
required
to be mafresh necessarily.
Yeah,
depending on it. You won't be able to clean it up. Yeah, I mean, also it's at a certain age you chanech them as to what looks at. So, Omer, sorry?
The child does kosher, doesn't change the object. That you good enough? Changes the object?
Changing an object, that would depend on the Yomar and the Chulin and the Zvachim, but if he brings it over to the north side, Mashaftoni Kerek Mitoch Ma'asav, and so on. This is the way the Beit Yosef wants
it. Carries over, you know,
a particular place.
Means the same box is the place.
Yeah. So, Rabbanan committed with Papa. You're saying this according to, I guess, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I mean, because all you're saying is you didn't do anything to change the object. So, what you must be saying is that since you put it into a Keren Zavid, your intent is clear. And intent is all that we need. But according to the Rabbanan, the Ikar Rabbanan, Amri Bin and Maaseh, how do you do a Maaseh on the dirt? Amala Rav Papa, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, not true. Because, and this goes right back to the implications of the story of the Beit Avel and the Beit HaMishteh. If this is an object upon which you would normally be able to perform an action that changes the use of the object, such as turning a pile of branches into a bench, then the Rabbanan hold you need that ma'aseh. Look, certainly we're not going to say you need a ma'aseh where no ma'aseh is appropriate. That doesn't make any sense. So, in this case, there would be no need for ma'aseh, and the yichud would be true even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, to the Rabbanan of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.
Rabbanan
of Tanakama. Name a ketanoi. Let us suggest that perhaps...
We're not getting anywhere today. They would probably be having a sandbox the whole week. I mean, if that was a sand, wouldn't they have been having this pile of sand the whole week in their house, you know, to cover the whatever they cover?
Go ahead, and therefore your question... And if you don't have your grandchildren with you during the week, then what? Yoda knows. So, b'chol, here it says, machlokes. B'chol, what's that? B'chol chafinat hakelim chutz miklei kesef begartikon. Mashma that neter b'chol is mutter. And we'll get back and explain everything in a moment. But Tanya Neter Bechol Asur, my love, welcome if we Marsa Rabina Nase, Umar Sabar, Lova Ina Nase. Now the question is, here it says, according to the Tanakhama, that you can use as a cleaning agent for your various containers, you can use anything that you like. Except when it comes to silver, you cannot use garticone. Garticone is a type of alum, Rashi says, that we pick it up off of the edges of barrels and so on, where it forms, wine barrels. And that apparently is the conclusive cleaner and polisher, in which what it actually does is what's the equivalent of sanding on metal? It smooths the metal, but it smooths it with a gritty like substance. No. Whatever, when you go to...
Buff.
Yeah, exactly. So it buffs the silver so that it takes out any of the scratches and so on, which is mamash malacha on Shabbos, because that would be memachek. So that you can't use. But you could certainly use other things. So your normal detergents and nater and chol and so on. That's not going to do a bathroom job. That's mutter. Problem is, it says nater and chol is asur. Now, I assume that is exactly the machlokes. One man d'arma l'zvor. What turns nater and chol into your kitchen cleaner? The fact that you put it onto your counter. But that's not enough, because you didn't do a maaser. Whereas the other man d'arma holds, no, under these circumstances, there is no other maaser that is necessary. No, not necessarily. The kulei amar lo bina maaser. It could be that everybody actually agrees that something that doesn't have a suitable maaser to do certainly does not require one. The machlokas over here may be a question of the use of such substances on another object in terms of a malacha. V'lo kasha ha Rabbi Yehuda, yom davar she'enu mitkaven asur, ha Rabbi Shimon, yom davar she'enu mitkaven mutar. It could very well be that the shaila over here is whether a eno miskaven is mutter. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's mutter, that's fine. Except for gartikun, because gartikun is not anything but a secretion. Even if your intent was simply to clean a piece of dirt off of the silver, the bottom line is that you're going to end up buffing it. Mashenke, neter v'chol, could sometimes, it's possible that it would buff.
So that's why it's also.
And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're just using it to clean. Does that a problem? Says the Gemara, no, wait a minute. You're saying now that when it says it's mutter to use the neter v'chol, that it's going according to Rabbi Shimon? Excuse me, but take a look at the continuation. Ema seifa, avalo yachuf ben saro, you cannot use these things to shampoo your hair. Now, Rabbi Shimon, Mishra Kashoy, Rabbi Shimon specifically allows you to use neter v'chol to shampoo your hair on Shabbos, because the equivalent case to Shabbos, of course, is a nazir on any day of the week. A nazir on any day of the week is a regular person on Shabbos. Nazir is never allowed to be taking hair off, and a regular person is not allowed to be taking hair off on Shabbos. And yet it says, a nazir is a chofeif umifasfeis, avalos soreit. A nazir can use neter v'chol to do chafifa of his sar, and then he can go ahead and be mifasfeis. Mifasfeis is what modern kids do to their hair. They would never actually comb it or brush it, but you put your hands through it and you make it look all crazy and so on, right? So that's called fisfus, which of course has become a word in Hebrew for a general attitude like that. And then, which is interesting, avalos soreit, but you certainly can't comb your hair, because that for sure is going to take out the some hair. So, in other words, so what do we see? You're timing that over here, it's Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon holds Yachuf Ben Saron. Here it says, Avalo Yachuf Ben Saron. This has got to be going to a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. How do you explain that? Elohava Rabbi Yehuda. Must be that both of these brides are assuming that there's an Isur of Malacha, if it's a case of Dovshenim is Mitkavein, and it's Trey Tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's just two shitas that have nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda's particular shita, but Dovshenim Mitkavein, and it's simply a question. I thought it would be Rabbi Yehuda Gorier, I thought it would be Rabbi Yehuda Gorier. The shaila is whether the effect of Neter V'chol on Kalim would ever be, by any stretch of the imagination, considered to be an act of Mimachet. That's all.
When we use hard soap on our bodies, we are worried about Mimachet of the soap itself.
No, we're going to get there. So, b'mayu kimta k'Rabbi Yehuda, ema seifa. Now you're claiming that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that therefore you can't use this stuff on your head. And how do you explain when it says avo panavya davar aglav mutar? You can use this on your face, on your hands, on your feet. Now, I mean, certainly on me'avar se'ar. I mean, if you're concerned with the problem of depilatories, I mean, to use neter v'chol is certainly a good chance that you're going to pull off some body hair. Well, we might be talking about somebody who doesn't have body hair. Iboyit eino bikatan, iboyit eima biisha, iboyit eima bisari. So what are we necessarily talking about? Monkeys and alpha males here? Omer Yehuda, afa levenata shari. If it comes to a question of using your what do they use? What do they call today those soaps, the abrasive soaps? They call them defoilated. Yes. A new idea, defoilated. exfoliates, thank you. So your favorite exfoliate in those days was take a brick, grind it up, and then wash your face with it. And that really works on the acne. Let me tell you. So if you take a far levenata, nowadays, of course, you pay for the nose for this kind of thing. I mean, usually we knew how to do this ourselves. So a far levenata, that would be mutar, and we're not chayish that it's going to be v'torleish se'ar. Omer of Yosef, kuspa de yasmin shari, which is very strange. Rashi says kuspa de yasmin is a byproduct of sesame pressing. Whereas usually yasmin, of course, is yasmin. I don't know what that different gears with that, but this is what he says. And Rava says, now this is something that we really ought to market in our, we were doing, you know, recipes and so on here for exfoliates. Offer pilpulin, sorry. Ground up pilpulin. That's fascinating thing to use as an exfoliant. There's also mut. Omer of Sheshes, well, you can also use barda. Well, what is barda? My barda. Omer of Yosef, look, I'm giving you my special trade secrets away over here. But barda is made out of one-third aloe, one-third of the hadasim, and one-third of sigli, which generally is jasmine, or a clover something. Omer of Nechemia bar Yosef. I disagree. Kolecha deleka ruba ala shapet. It doesn't necessarily have to be one-third. Rabbi Yosef was saying dafka one-third because the ahal is going to be too powerful if you've got more than one-third. I say as long as you don't have rov ahal, it would be mutter. Bo'am in Amir of Sheshes, ma'u mitzoa zeitim b'shabbat. The Tosfos learns this follows directly from the previous sugya, and it means using olives as an exfoliator, basically. It was used to wash your face. But that means you're being mopsed at the olives.
The Dead Sea, good line of soaps and everything. I just saw yesterday a whole line using the Shiloh Navidim as well.
Oh, really? So this is the Shiloh? Oh, excellent. So this would be the Shiloh. And according to Rashi, it's a general question. Once we're talking about over here the use of these of plants and so on, so now we have to question the other issue, which is the hefset of the plant. We need to lead into that, and then into the question of whether it's considered to be hachona, maybe of a usable. I mean, olives can't be used unless you put se'ah on them.
And that's not katisha.
So Rashi learned no. So put se'ah means just banging them up against the rock to soften them. So it's not katisha, but it can certainly ruin them. So Amar lehu v'chibachol mi'itirov, who allowed you to do that during the week? What do you ask about Shabbos? Meaning that is such a primitive way of hachon of the zayit, it's very likely going to waste a lot of the zayit. How about hefset ochlin? So kasorim mishum hefset ochlin. Ah, hefset ochlin. Lema pligid ishmo. Yamashmul oseh adam kol tzarchav bepat. Doesn't it say you can use bread? I mean, use bread for other things. It's hefset ochlin. You use bread, what is that? To absorb the zorma of a pot or something like that. No, that's a big difference. It's because when you use pot, it's lo me'ise. Out of me'ise. To do that to an olive is outrageous, because you make a disgusting mess of it. So in other words, that type of hefset, that is most, is makbana. On meimar mazut ravashi, have a yasve.
Cold circles, you mean anything?
Right, pot is the type of thing which even if you use a kol tzarchel, you never mo'es. You just use it for something else. It doesn't become ma'us. But over here, by definition, the only way of doing this to the olive is to make a ma'us. So here, they brought some barda in front of Anima, Marzud, and Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi used it, being semich on the psak we just had, that barda is okay, we're not chayish, if it's going to maybe take off a hair here and there, because it's a enemis kavings. And both Anima and Marzud used it, and Rav Ashi used it. Marzud refused to use it. So Omrulay, Lo Savala Mar Lodyam Rav Sheshes Barda Shari. Why are you being mafman? You don't hold that Rav Sheshes said that. Obviously he checked it out, and Barda's okay to use. Omar Rav Mordechai. Mordechai said, forget about Barda. Barda, forget about that case. Bar mine demar. You can don't ask the question to Marzutra, because you have no reason to assume it has anything with Shabbos. Marzutra wouldn't use soap at all. Afilo bechol namilo. So, but he doesn't know you can use it even during the week. So, like the Tanya, migarer adam gildei tzoa v'gildei makash al b'saro b'shvil tzaro. But in b'shvil liyapot asur, you can't do things just to make yourself pretty.
How about to make yourself smell better?
You can make yourself presentable so that you shouldn't be embarrassed. Tosfos says, ein lecha tzar gadol mizeh. You need to put yourself in a position in which you will be embarrassed by how you look. That you're not allowed to do. You can know that you should do to take care of yourself. But stop to sit around prettying yourself up and spraying yourself and using exfoliates and so on. That's for women. That's not for men. So therefore, you will be over on Lo Yilvach Gever. So he wouldn't use it during the week. And Inu Kaman Sphira, who do they hold like? The other Tanya, Rochets Adam Panav Yadav Veraglav V'chol Yom. Bishvil Konot. Adarab, a person has to take care of his personal hygiene. Bishvil Konot, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Shenema, Kopla, Allah, Shem Lamaneu, everything that Hashem created, it's for his covenant. So how do you have the right to treat it improperly? So you're mechuyev to be miyapa yourself. There's a beautiful shalom that speaks of this Gemara in terms of how much it's mechayev. First of all, it's mechayev not eating anything that will give you bad breath. Because where's the Kopal Hashem Lamaneu? People are not going to be comfortable sitting around you, making sure that your clothes don't smell. So don't talk about all of these things. Are basically, now Kavul Aloch Adarabi, you have to take care of yourself.
I'm going to strike against cigarettes.
Is there some problem about using food for...
No, we said that to use food in a way that's moist, that is disgusting, that you can't do. You take the food, you smash it into a pulp in which nobody would touch it. So that's not to be mamayis.
Use food for something that's not...
Could be to use food for another tzarech, called tzarech, or
it's
okay. Sure, that's a primary function. That's not... that is food. That's not a different tzarech. Sicha, shtia, and I feel are all interrelated. Right, called tzarech. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, amen. Now the last case that we had was the din of kupa. Kupa mata al tzida benotel. Why did he say that? Because Shema Yitov alo yachol lahachzir. So we're afraid that he is going to come to making a hole on Shabbos in order to put the pot back in. As some learn, the way Rashi learned, Pashas of Rashi in the Mishnah, is that when he takes out the pot, take it out in such a way that everything falls to one side. Because you bent the kupa over. That way there won't be a problem of needing to create a hole, because there never was a fall back into the hole. But many Rishonim learn, that matal tzidam means take the contents of the chon pot out by pouring it out of the kupa rather than moving it at all. That's the point. Not to prevent. Because everything's going to fall to one side. How's it going to help? So what it means is don't remove it. Don't remove the pot. Leave it where it is and use the hole's kupa as the pot.
Got the
coupon? Yeah, bend it over, and then you can ladle it out or pour it out, depending on how large it is. Okay, but in either event, and the Chachonim say something that didn't make any sense. No telomah, meaning what? Well, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos if it's mukzah. Om Rav Avraham Rav Chiya Bar Hashi. Hakol mo dina. Let me explain the mission. Everybody is made that halakha l'maisa. Im nitkal kalah haguma shasur l'hakzir. That's for sure. You can't put it back in. Chachonim didn't mean that. Yeah, but understand, the Mishnah says that. Chachonim omrim. No telum machzir? I'm asking you, what does that mean?
This is chazora of hatmana?
Yeah, we're going to see in the next mission, we're going to get into the shayla of whether you're allowed to put something back in asa hatmana. But here it could be that it's not to get hatmana. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So no telum machzir. Excuse me, but I'd like to understand how you understand the Mishnah. What does it mean? Eme echidami. Idolon it kalkala aguma. No. So Shatakami Rabban and Anastas Ribbala is going to argue on that. There's no problem. You have a place to put the pot back in. What's wrong? So put the pot back in. What are we arguing about, the Bichlal? That can't be the case. El Allah, it's got to be the case that the Rabban is saying that Alpha Pishin is Kalkala Guma. So apparently they're saying for some reason that even though the Guma is ruined, you can recreate it. You're claiming that everybody's money, you can't recreate it. Says Rav Abba, no. The Yolam Delonit Kalkala. The Machloket Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is whether you have to be Chayish. Not bad. It's working. So Marishlava Choshishin Sheman Kalkala Guma. Your Marishlava and Choshishin. The Machloket is whether you have to be Chayish. But if Lamaisi took it out and it was ruined, nobody would hold it. It's Mutter. Om Rav Huna. Hai Salikuta. Salikusta. Salikusta. You know how the Edot HaMizrach use nice smelling things, and they'll hand out like pots, the delicious Isfei Besamim and Atzei Besamim and all types of things on Shabbos. So they used to have this Salikusta, which was a plant that was removed from its roots. It was left in the flower pot, basically. And you would pick it up, smell it, and put it back down. But you're putting it back down in the offer. So over there, it dots of the shofar, the other dots of shayah. You took it out, you pushed it back in, took it out and sniffed it, pushed it back in. So now you've loosened things in such a way that when you do that on Shabbos, you're no longer going to be mazies off. Because it's now basically, if there's off, it's off to flow out. And it's just loose. It's not nothing that you're digging or anything like that. And you're not moving anything. So if you did it twice, put it in and out, it's okay. But Ilavos, you couldn't do it on Shabbos, because then you're going to be mazies off.
Has its root system?
No. Omar Shmuel, the same thing is true, says Shmuel, about a knife which you store by sticking it between the bricks. You have a little hole between the bricks and the wall. In order to protect people from hurting themselves with a blade, you take the knife and you put it into a hole and you use that as the place where you're going to hold your knife. If you're a dutz of a shofar, but a dutz of shofar. So you took it in and pushed it in, took it in and out. So that way you know that there's no longer anything in the wall that you're going to be meziz on Shabbos. It's fine. Marzut Rabbi Tamer Ravashi says you could even use a gurdita dekani, where you're not allowed to be mishkamish with an ilan. But if it's lamata mishlosha tefachim, as Tosis points out, so you've got over here these bamboo that's growing out of the ground. One of the nice things about bamboo is it's got all kinds of places to store things. You take a knife and just hang it on a couple of the loose pieces. And we're also being modern. We don't have to be chayish. You're going to be cutting anything on Shabbos. As long as it's lamata mishlosha tefachim, would also be okay. Amalei v'mordechai l'rova, must with katina tiyufta. I'll tell you that there's a riot that you don't need dots of a shofar. Because it says over here, Hatomein lefet utznono tachat hagefa. The derech was when you don't have a fridge. How do you take good care of your turnips and of your radish and your radishes? They would keep it in dirt, and that would keep it cool. It wouldn't take root. I mean, you leave it there long enough for it to take root again. And not only that, but it would also swell from the moisture. Now, you could do that, first of all, even tachat hagefa, which, if it would be considered to be zuria, you'd have a problem with kolay akarim. You wouldn't want to be planting things in a gefen, but over here, you'd store it. It's no problem. So you could put it even underneath the gefen as hatzmana for freshness. And you know what, even more, imayam miktzat alav migulim, if you've got some of the leaves sticking out, which allows you to pick it up. So then, eno chosheish, you have got no problem even like a Shabbos. So you don't have to worry not al shilayim, and not al shmita, and not al meiser, and mitalim b'Shabbos. You could even move it on Shabbos by picking up the leaves and pulling it up. Now, obviously over here, you can't take dots of a shofar. Because if you're dots of a shofar, then what do you mean, some of the leaves? It means you took it out and now it's on top. If you're telling me as long as some of the leaves are exposed, what you mean is it's essentially still covered with dirt, but when you pull it out, it's not a problem. The dirt sort of falls off to the side. And anyway, since it's not rooted, it's not a problem. So you see that you don't need dots of a shofar. What everybody's saying, you need dots of a shofar. Otherwise, you have to be chayish for mezuzah of farmi mekomo. It's minatzad. I don't have to worry about it. Indeed, tiyufta. That is a very good raya. Why should I need dots of a shofar in this case? It's good. Good. Put it there. Very good. Now we do our little. Okay. All right. We can start with Gizei Tzemerim Metaltelin, and then test some of those. The Gizei Tzemerim Metaltelin Omer Rava Voin Metaltelin is daf keshelo tamanbem avo tamanbem Metaltelin otam. Eze only Rabbanu Bar Yumi the Rava. Tell me the Gizei Tzemerim Metaltelin otam, and then the Mishnah says Ketzadu Ose. What do you mean Ketzadu Ose? According to you already told me. Ketzadu Ose Notela Takisui Vein Notlot. Stop, Rashi says, permanently. Ravina says no. Let's stick with the first pshat. If you were taman, it's enough. The only reason over here it's not enough, Maya says, talking about shall have take. Shon, Tanya Miyoki, Gizei Tzemer shall have take, indeed, ain metat minotan. Ve'im mit kidan va'alabayt ishtamish ben, metat minotan. Tare Rabba Baba Chanaka Medarav, or Yotchel Dek, or Shigidran Leitzim, Vinim Lakalayam Leishiva, Tzarich Mekasher. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Tzarich Mekasher. Hu Tani Lavo Amar Alaka Reb Shimon Gamliel. Itmar Rav Omer Kosher, Shmuel Omer Koshev, Rav Asher Omer Even Yoshev Abba Bishlo Kisher, Abba Bishlo Kisher. So they shlem a Rav Neomer Ketana Kama, Shmuel Nami Domer to Reb Shimon Gamliel. But Rav Asher, Yomer Keman, Hu Yomer Keitana, Tani Yotz In Bepakorim, Ubetzipa, Bizman Shitzavaan Vekarchan Bemishika. But lo tzavan v'lo korchan b'mishicha, ein yotzin b'hem. V'im yatsa v'en sha'a achat mivod yom, afa pishelo tzava v'lo korach, mutar, let's say b'hem, which is exactly what Rav Asi had said. Om Rav Asi, afa nana mitadina, akash she'agave amita, lo yina'amenu b'yado, aval mina'ame'o b'gufo. Aval im haya ma'achal b'hema, o sha'aya lav kar o sadin mivod yom, then there's no problem in our Novi Ado, Shema Minam. Umantan of the Palagalai Reb Shimon Megam Leo, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Chiyatur of Dimi Omer Ziri Omer Bechanina, Pahamachat Alak Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Novakom Echad, ומצא קורי עוד שודקו שגדרום לשום עצי. אמר לנו תמיד הפצו וחישבו, כדי שלישב עליהם למחר. ולא ידענה איבית המשתה, ואיבית האבל, ונעלוק. It was important, איבית המשתה, איבית האבל. So מש ודפת איבית האבל, איבית המשתה, the three day. אבל אך in normal circumstances, כושר only is okay. לא כושר לא. אומר רב יהודה מכניס אדם לא קופתו עפר, ועושה בו כל צורכו, דורש מזוטו בשמי למזוטו רבא, והוא שייחד לו קרן זווית. אומר רב, אני כמובן רפבו, I guess, היא עושה כפשו מיומליו. Certainly, according to רבונן, בין מייג וקרן זווית, is going to make any difference, והנה מה עשה? אומר לרפבו, no, אפילו תמר רבנן, עד כאן לא קמר רבנן, בעינן מעשה, אלא מידי דבר אבי לבין מעשה. What are you going to do exactly? So there are not. Let me get to know. Bakol chafinat hakelim chutz mikle kesef begartiko. Marsh v'neter v'chol is motor. V'atanya neter v'chol is also. So my lab, what can we forget? Marsh avar b'inan ma'aser. U'marsh avar lo b'inan ma'aser. No. The issue over here is the malacha that's involved. Kulel lo b'inan ma'aser in terms of the mukta. Well, the kasher of Yehuda, the Yom Adov Shem Mitzkavin Asur. Therefore, we were afraid you'll be Mamachay. Now, Rabbi Shem Adov Shem Mitzkavin Mutar. So now you're saying that the man, the Omer that says it's Mutar is Rabbi Shem, Ema Seifa, Avo Lo Yochuf Em Saro, according to Rabbi Shem, Mishra Kasher, Ditzna Nazir Kofay from the past face, Avo Lo Sorek. Avo Hava Rabbi Yehuda, Betrayed Tanayi Libid Rabbi Yehuda. I can live with your Savar Goria, I can live with your Savar Goria. Okay, so but my opinion to now like Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Seifa, Avo Panavia Davra Glov Mutar, why? Homei Aver Seyar, Ibai Tema Bekatan, Ibai Tema Bishai, Ibai Tema Besaris. Om Rabbi Yehuda, offer the Beinata Shari, Om Rabbi Yosef, Kuspidi Asmik Shari, Om Rabba, offer Pilpili Shari, Om Rabbi Yosef, Barda Shari, my Barda, Om Rabbi Yosef, Tilta Allah, Tilta Asa, Tilta Sigli. Like a ruba ala, it's also okay. Well, I mean, Emir of Shish, Mali, so as it in Bishabat. Amalu, no, Vichy, Bichomi, Tiro. Because of the Mishum, Hepsid of Lim. Lema, Plague, the Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, also Adam calls a Chobah Pat, even if it's Mapsid. Amri, Pat, Lo, Meisa. Hani, Meise. Amir, Marzut, Ravavashi. Abiyati, Aitel Kamayu. Abiyati, Aitel Kamayu Bard. Amir, Ravashi, Masho. Mazutulo Masha. Omarle, why? Lo Sovala Marla, the Amr of Sheshes. Bar the Shari. Omlo Rabarakai, leave him alone. Bar me the Mar. I feel about Khol Namilo. Lamilos really do you such a thing. Savala Katatanya. Migarera Dam Gilde Tsoar, Gilde Maka, Shal Besoro, Bishu Tsaro, but Bishwili Yafot, so. You command Savala Katatanya. Rochit Adam Panav Yadavra Glo, Rochoyon, Bishu Kono. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Amir Kufa Matal Tzida Venotel Shemen Yito Lo Yochol Arzir Amir Rav Abba Amir Rav Chia Bar Ashi Hakom Madim Shim Nitkal Kela Guma Shasur Larzir. What? Hakom Madim Asach Yidami Ida Lo Nitkal Kela Amin. So who would argue? Shepard Amir Rav Onim El Olad Abba Pidi Nitkal Kela Guma. They're still saying it's Mutal Arzir. Look, ליאלם דלוני קאקלה ואחר בחוששים כמפלגה מר סבא חוששים שמנית קאקלה הגומה ומר סבא אין חוששים אומר הגונה היי סבא קוסטה דצה ששאל פאבה עד הדצה שריה ואילב אסור אומר שמואל היי סכינה דבני אורמי דצה שאל פאבה עד הדצה שריה ואילב אסור מר זורת ריטב רבשי אמר בגורדיטה דקני זו שעת הדני Omale Ramordechel Rava, Mazit Rav Katina Tiyufta, Hatomen Lefet Utsnonot, Tachat HaGefen, Im Hayam Miktzat Alav Megulim, Eino Choshesh, Lo Mishum Kilayim, Lo Mishum Shvi'if, Lo Mishum Maaser, Minitalim B'Shabbat, even though it's on the Miktzat Alav. Therefore Tiyufta, clearly we don't care if your maze is a little off or too off for God.